gang, it's been a long, long time since we've gotten together. So today we are having a driving podcast. We're going to have some music. Hopefully it's not all going to be boobla chakala like this, but this is the first drive of the day. We are doing a ton of chores and driving all over the city today. So we got lots of places to go, lots of things to see. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day in Vancouver. It's 19 degrees this morning. It is 20 minutes to 9. And I have 20 minutes to do a 30-minute drive because I have a 9 o'clock appointment. And you know me, I am always behind schedule. So we're going to be in rush hour traffic. Today we're driving the Deliverator, and so we're going to have to be driving like a maniac. I hope I'm not too much of an asshole, but it sure is hard when everyone else is in a hurry, just like me. So, I want to get some housekeeping things out of the way. For starters, congratulations, RJ. And Chris from the Cup of Fresh Hell podcast for getting a spot on the podcast. That is a great show. I've been turned on to a few podcasts from the podcast. So congratulations, that is great. I will look forward to hearing that interview. And Chris, I've been having a great time chatting with you on the emails, congratulations to RJ on your brand new Ford Focus. I hope you have better luck with it. Now, I'm super far behind on my podcast listening. There are several shows I haven't listened to, so I hope you don't feel slighted if, you've talked about me or something, but I miss you all. I miss all my podcasters. And, oh, another good thing, Nessa is now podcasting once again from Stars and Tartan. Nessa is at hellonessa.com, and it's so nice to have her back because I really missed her and her show. So that's great. And as you probably are already aware, Honey is back as well. I'm not going to say any more. That's it about that. But what a great thing to have Honey back with us, because there really would have been a hole in my podcasting potosphere without Honey being in it. So I'm really happy about that. So, I should try to tell you a little bit about what's been going on. Now, the last time we spoke, I was getting ready for Mother Anderson's visit. I was trying to get a bed created for her in the spare bedroom. I managed to get that done. She arrived that same night. Boy, what a saint Mother Anderson is. She has been working her buns off around the new house. All I have to do is tell her, can you clean the bathroom? Like, what kind of a shitty job is that? If you pardon the pun. And she gets right in there, top to bottom, wall scrub, you know, the whole thing. Like a complete brand new move-in cleaning job. And she's been working very hard for us. What a sweet, sweet lady that she is. Have I ever told you the story of how I met Mother Anderson? I may have done so, but I don't think I'll get into it today. We've got too much to do. So for now, I think I'm just going to concentrate on my driving, because I'm going to have to start breaking some rules here, and so I'll just play a little bit of music for you while I tend to these more important things. Oh, you sneaky little girl, you! So now I need to tell you about the adventures that I had out with the boys from work. There were 30 of us on a bus. I'm talking about completely straight and drunk white firemen on a bus going to a football game. Not a soccer game, a football game. Now, I don't know if you've met me, but I am the fey driver. I don't do sports. And I especially don't do football. But what an interesting experience it was to hang out with a bunch of rowdy, horny, girl-watching... They're worse than gay men. I mean, really. Oh... just turning their heads at everything that walked by that had a pair of mama bags. It was really, really very interesting. That's all I'll say. I don't want to talk about my work too much, but what an experience that was. And the football game was kind of interesting too. Except I have no idea who won. Not because I don't understand football. I understand football. But there was just so much going on everywhere else. It was like crazy, man. Those boys party. When those boys party, they know how to party. Oh, big bump there. Oh, okay, so. Oh, perfect. Thank you. Away we go. Great road that road is. I won't tell you what road I'm on, but ooh, it's a lot of fun. Traffic is actually pretty good this morning. I'm a little bit impressed at how low volume the traffic is. Okay, sorry, I'm gonna need to wind down the winders. Which way am I going? Well, this is the wrong way, wherever you're going. So, I guess I will need to turn around. Okay, so, that was a fun drive, heading up into here. Had a good chance to ring out the old deliverator. Haven't had a good run like that in a while. So, now I've been to the superhero's lair. The carpet lair is there. The carpet lair is at the superhero's lair. Isn't the English language interesting? So now I'm going to the hardware store, the Home Depot, as we like to call it. So sorry, you're going to have wind noise now, because I'm driving with the windows down. The music's maybe a bit too loud. It's a nice, warm, gorgeous, beautiful day. So this is what you're going to get. It's going to be like this all day for the rest of this show. So you better delete now if you don't want to listen to this nonsense. Now, I still have a couple of housekeeping things to talk about. Since we've moved to the house in the country, the estate, the internet service out in the country is horrible. So, we will be looking for alternate means of internet access. Hopefully something a little faster than 1 megabit per second. But that means that the Pink Wheel Nuts website is going to be down, and the feed will be down for an indeterminate amount of time. So if you see a little exclamation point beside your Pink Wheel Nuts in your iTunes, then just bear with it. Don't delete, don't unsubscribe just yet. Just bear with it until the DNS servers catch up. So, and the other little problem is, as you know, my MacBook Air is broken. The hard drive is toasted out. So, Apple has no stock on those hard drives, so I have to wait and wait and wait until they build a new one or something. I can't get an alternate drive for that because that will cost $500. Because I was thinking, well, they made a large hard drive and a small hard drive for that device. And I thought, I'll just get the smaller hard drive. And no, that'll be $500. So, because I don't want to pay $500, I'll be waiting until they build a new one, and that'll only cost me $160. So that's a bit of a drag. So I'm without a computer. And the other bad thing about that is that I had all of my pinkies on that computer. So all the people who've emailed me in the past, like Dennis in Colorado Springs, who else has emailed me? All of you people who've emailed me, Toppy Smelly, you know, all you lovely people, you know who you are, because I can't think of you right now. Gas is $1.19 right now. That is atrocious. $1.19 per liter. That's amazing. That's terrible. You know why? It's because it's the summer. So, I will have lost all of my contact information for all my wonderful pinkies, so please feel... Dale in Vancouver, for example, another one. Steve in the UK, okay, you know, all those great guys from way back when, and my new listeners too. You know, you guys feel free to email me. Let me know you're still out there. We haven't chatted in a long time. Okay, so, we're going to the Home Depot. I have a laundry list of things to get. You know, I'm sure I'm going to be spending hundreds more dollars today on crap. So, we've got that. happening. That's where I'm going now. So, I don't know, do I have anything else to say? Probably not. Here, listen to some music. I don't even like this music. I don't even know what's on this CD. There goes a garbage truck. I can't listen to this. Okay, we are here at the Home Depot. Okay, so now, while you've just been lollygagging around, I have got quite a bit accomplished. I have been to the Home Depot and bought a bunch of stuff, like a faucet and some shelving unit parts and things like that. I've gone and picked up my old dead ViewSonic monitor, which has been repaired. And I've also gone to the post office. And I have, what else have I done? Picked up the gay paper. Let's see, got the kitchen faucet. Oh, got a vacuum cable because we lost the power cable for the beater bar. I hope you can hear me because I'm quite certain it's quite loud, but that's what you signed up for, so there. Wah, wah, wah. And I'm currently on my way to meet the Batgirl for breakfast, of course. Now, you know, it's been a long time since me and the Batgirl have gotten together. She's been busy buying her house. Guess what that is? That's a blue Silverado GMC pickup with music blaring. Lovely. Lovely. Sure is noisy, eh? This guy's in a real hurry, too. I'll bet you he squeals his tires. Oh. Sounds nice, though, doesn't it? Too bad the music sucks. So the Batgirl has been tied up in her own house purchase, and she bought a new brand new truck, just like RJ Dennis bought a brand new car, 2010. And so I'm going to meet her today for breakfast. We're gonna get together and catch up, I guess. Also have to help her tomorrow as well. So, yes, I have got quite a bit done. And it's not even noon yet. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see the Batgirl once again. It's been a long time. We've not gone for any drives or any rides or anything like that. So then I gotta go get some stainless steel. And maybe a pair of shorts. Because I need some new clothes. My clothes are just... My summer clothes, they suck. They horribly, horribly suck. Okay, well... I get the distinct sense that it's very, very noisy, so I hope any... I'm wondering if any of this is even going to be usable, so... I think maybe I'll just check out now until I'm finished having breakfast, and I'll step in with you once again, in case I don't. Do have a lovely day. Thanks for listening. If I do come back, I'll tell you about some of the particular challenges we've been having moving into the new place. All right. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Bye-bye. Oh, don't tell me it doesn't go through. What is that store? Oh. Okay, people, here's the situation. It is now 3:20 in the afternoon on a beautiful, sunny, gorgeous day. 23.5 degrees Celsius registering on the dash. Now, I've just been shopping, and it's rush hour right now, so I'm in the downtown core. That means I'm dealing with lots of traffic, not only car traffic, but people and human traffic as well. So so it's just a convoluted mess right now. So I've basically been in the same spot for about, well, it's only really been 4 minutes, but, you know, it seems like an eternity. So, exciting news. Quite by surprise, the Batgirl, which I was meeting for breakfast, turns out she's had to sign off the documents for her new house that she bought. So I went with her today to help her out with that, just to make sure that she understood everything, since I've bought and sold many houses and this is her first one. So I went along for a bit of moral support. She didn't really need me there, but you know, it's always nice to have someone who's got a little bit of experience. Buying a house can be quite scary. Trust me, I know. So it was nice. So I helped her with that. So big congratulations to the Batgirl for being a property owner now. So she's becoming one of the gentry, a land mogul. Now, see, I've made a huge mistake. I thought the Lionsgate Bridge was gonna be crammed, full of traffic at this hour, so I thought I'd just whip through the downtown core, avoid the bridge, but I've been stopped up by all this traffic. So now I also went and did a whole ton of shopping. Not only for the house, but I needed to get a couple of pairs of shorts. So I went and I got some shorts, like board shorts, those kinds of things. I might have gotten a few little dainties to match the color scheme of the new house, the estate, as it were. So that's all completed. So now my next big task is to go and meet the carpet layer and see how he's coming along and pay him off. And sorry, I had to do a bit of driving there. So I'm going to meet the carpet layer, and hopefully he'll be close to done, and write him a check, get him out the door, and then the apartment will be done, and I can list it after I fix a few things and steal all the appliances out of it. So I don't know when that's going to happen. So that'll be the next big project. So I'm kind of just really exhausted now because it's been a long day of running around all over town, going to several different places, and buying various bits. I'd just like to go home. unload my dirty car and have a drink. That would be nice. We're a ways away from that happening, though. So, I don't know. I guess I don't have much more to say. I guess I'll just sign it off here and try to remember to not pull this downtown trick at rush hour. Lesson be learned, and then lesson will be forgotten. Okay, goodbye. Thanks for checking in. Hope everyone's okay. Take care.